Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Disney News Weekly. We are here to talk about Oga's Cantina coming to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, some fun updates at Tungaroa Terrace, and some Incredibles 2 news. Join us in the fun!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Hey, everyone. So you can see we have a full house here tonight.
Yes,
so,
yes we do.
The party. Yeah. Definitely a party in here.
Yeah. So much of a party, we don't even all fit on screen.
Yes, yes. So how about we introduce our on-screen and off-screen host tonight? So I am Jessica. I'm happy to be back. It's always fun here.
Yeah. Hey, guys. It's Jamie Gray.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Shut up.
It's Leo. It's Shrek. What's up?
And I'm Kelsey.
I'm Sarah, over here, piloting in for some news.
I love it.
Hey, you guys don't understand that she's been doing that for the last 30 minutes.
Yeah. She came in here for a landing.
I'm over here.
Yeah, there's like a lot of fun stuff to talk about
there
tonight.
There is a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
And it came like last second. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of news today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jessica texted me like an hour ago being like, there's another news piece.
How do I open it?
Where do we put it in? There's not enough time for all this news.
We'll make time today. Well, we did bump one out, but we didn't really bump it out.
No, we'll include it all. We just might make ones more brief.
Yeah.
It's fine. So I think first we're going to be talking about Mickey's Halloween party, which started super early at Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World.
Super weirdly early.
Yeah.
But they got them haunted roasted tomatoes.
Ours hasn't, we haven't even had our first Halloween party on this coast, yeah.
No, it hasn't even start.
Our decorations up? No, not
they're
even
starting. Yeah, they already have the pumpkin. They have some of the souvenirs, like the light up pumpkin for the straw. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it start this Friday?
Yeah, it starts Friday. It starts in 2 days.
That's when they go heavy. Like they start, you know, they start light. They put the ribbons up. That's when you know it's serious. When the mainstream ribbons go up, then it's Halloween
it's
official.
Real.
Well, it's like Haunted Mansion Holiday will be open on Friday.
Right.
Spooky Haunted
Spooky
Mansion.
Christmas.
Spooky Christmas.
So my daughter calls it
Jessica's
Spooky
daughter.
Christmas.
That's cute. Spooky Christmas is accurate.
Spooky Christmas. So it seems like at Mickey's Halloween party in Magic Kingdom, they went all out with the photo ops this year. They have some really cool photo ops. You can see up here, there's the Headless Horseman. Yeah. There's just like countless ones.
These are, for everyone wondering, how did they do this?
This is just one of many.
How did they get a horse there? And why aren't they more scared of a guy with no head? These are photo pass specific opportunities. So you have to go to a photo pass member. They tell you how to pose. They tell you where to look. It's kind of like when you go to Disneyland on a regular day and you stand in front of the castle and you put your hand out.
It's a magic shot.
Yeah.
Like you're holding Pascal or Tinkerbell or whatever. It's just like that, only they like front loaded the heck out. There's so many. There's like a pumpkin. There's the Headless Horseman.
They had to sell those August Halloween party
they
tickets.
Get them going.
Well, and there's some with moving, like dancing ghosts, like dancers and stuff
the
like that.
Ghosts.
So they do like gifts and everything.
Are we getting all of the same ones here?
Probably not.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Because, I mean, they've always had the Sanderson sisters. Like, I feel like they kind of, I mean, I know it's a bigger park, so I feel like they kind of do Halloween a bit bigger. But we'll see. Maybe.
You know what I wish that they would have they have at Florida's Halloween party?
Tell
they
me.
Have been having, like, actors on Pirates of the Caribbean screaming at you.
That's amazing.
Wow. I did not know that.
Well, yeah. I wish they were doing that here. Like, I wish that was a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
It's only for promotion. Only when Johnny Depp gets asked to do it.
I mean, there's a lot of Johnny Depps on Hollywood Boulevard. I'm sure they'd like a
gift. Yeah, they could probably pull one of them. People would believe it. People would think it's Johnny
Depp. How do you guys feel about being so famous that you could go somewhere and there's literally just tens of people dressed like you?
Anywhere you go.
I did experience
that. I would be honored.
You did experience that?
How did you
serious?
You guys know? She's Flo from...
I'm Flo from Progressive.
Oh, my God.
That's her.
Oh,
people tell me I look like her when I have brown hair.
Back
to you guys.
Some other really cool parks news regarding Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opening next year is that they're going to have Oga's Cantina, and it's going to be the first time that alcohol has been served at Disneyland Resort, aside from Club 33.
Good old Auntie Oga.
Yes,
and the
little hype.
Boop, 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 dropping a little rum in the punch. Because Disneyland's never had it. Like, this is kind of crazy.
It's going to be weird. I was surprised.
Sarah's losing her mind over there in the corner.
I was surprised because, like, I had always gone back and forth. I was always like, no, I don't think Disney's ever going to break it. But then when Walt Disney World started getting alcoholic beverages at the table service restaurants, I thought, well, maybe.
Think about that.
But then I remember thinking, oh, I bet they're going to have a cantina because you have to in Star Wars. Yeah. Land. I mean, that's what I still call it.
You
Star
can't.
Wars land.
Like every planet has 73 cantinas per city.
Right.
You got it. That's like a staple in Star Wars. I always say Star Wars isn't really that expansive of a world. You have to have certain things to make it Star Wars. Lightsabers, X-wings, and cantinas. It's one of the things. Like,
you
imagine
have to
Star
have
Wars
it.
Land without a spaceship or a cantina. It's just.
It's like what is
rusty
that?
Future land?
Drinking and driving. They just go together.
You gotta go. Yeah. Drinking and flying.
Drinking and flying. That's the best.
How do you there personally? You're cool with it?
Yeah.
I'm cool with it. I think they're going to have people be responsible. They're not going to load each cocktail or anything with that. They're not going to have like a high percentage of wine. Mm. They're not going to do that. So I think they're going to keep it safe. Yeah. Keep it Disney.
Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So I was reading some of their articles and it was funny how they dropped it. They were like, libations for adults. And they were like, is
risky.
It
but then what officially it broke, not? It was them like replying to a comment.
Yes. And it's like you had to really dig to see if they actually meant alcoholic or not. And they do.
Mm-hmm. Which is the reason great. It doesn't really bother me. First of all, who cares?
First off.
You're an adult and you can do it. Second of all, Star Wars Land is... First of all, it's already breaking all the molds of Disneyland, number one, by being a themed land based on an IP instead of an idea.
Yeah. And first of all, they already have it at California Adventure.
Yes, but they've always kept them isolated.
I know, but you just go over there anyways, and then you go to the park.
Well,
you go back
to
the park. That's what I do.
If you only got a park for Disney, you can't drink.
Right.
You know, that's, but you could go to Downtown Disney and drink, so it's always been
available.
Hotel. You're
right.
That's
always been available.
You just got to get them both.
But not only is it already breaking those rules, but I think that because... Star Wars Land is aiming for a level of escapism that the other lands do not have. It is supposed to feel completely isolated from the rest of the park, where you can kind of go on different kinds of adventures within the land. You can kind of spend an entire day pretending to be somebody else in that land. I mean, sure, you could do that anywhere technically, but Star Wars Land has devices and vehicles, I don't mean literal vehicles, I mean theoretical vehicles, to kind of allow you to have that experience. And I think, why not have alcohol involved with that? Sure.
You know, 5% alcohol, let's do it.
I've seen a lot of people comment about this article saying that they're afraid that it's going to cause a lot of unruly people at Disneyland. But
they're
already
unruly.
But I've never had that experience at California Adventure. I feel like where most people have expressed concern of where they've experienced that is Epcot, but that's a little different because there's
the
drinking around the world.
There.
But there's the drinking around the world where people will get a drink at each pavilion. So, like, I can understand why that could cause a problem, but I've never had that experience at Disneyland Resort.
Sarah, let me ask you this.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
What are some of the points that people are saying against having alcohol at Disneyland?
Walt Disney never wanted alcohol in his theme park.
Club 33.
Except for in Club 33. Okay, here's the reason Walt didn't want alcohol in Disneyland is because he wanted it to feel really safe and family friendly, and he didn't want it to feel like a rowdy county fair. Like, he was trying very specifically to differentiate the theme park from those kinds of experiences that people were used to.
I would offer a counterpoint saying that he succeeded. It is no longer associated with the fairs.
That is not really needed anymore.
Right,
it is that. People, even in the comments, are a little bit, they're like, oh, well, I just hope that people aren't allowed to take the alcohol outside of Star Wars Land. People aren't even allowed to take the alcohol outside of the cantina.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a non-issue for that. I just want to remind everybody some of the other things Walt didn't want to allow in his parks. Cast members with beards.
Yes.
People with, like...
Untucked shirts.
Other brands on their shirts, weren't allowed in.
How dare you?
I didn't know that.
Like,
that
way back when.
Way back.
They used to cast people in lands based on how they looked. Like, lanky, slim people in Tomorrowland. Like, bulkier men in Adventureland. Like... It's just, they used to sell bras on Main Street. Like, it's just like things change.
Yeah.
Allison Scott is saying that DCA feels like a rowdy county fair to her. I don't believe you've been to an actual rowdy county fair then. That's my statement.
I mean, like, I've also never really seen people get out of hand.
No.
And when I have, they're being escorted out of the park.
I've never seen it.
Like,
someone get out of hand.
Is really
I'm not
intense.
Saying it hasn't happened, but I've never seen it.
It's not frequent enough to where it's something I associate with the park. And we can speak from experience because we literally go every weekend. So, I mean, we're there enough to make that statement. And I don't
that it's
feel,
not common.
Right, it's very uncommon.
I get it, guys. Uncommon. Like, listen, like, sure. I was the kid who literally was touting off Disney facts all my life, being like, well, everyone at El Cajon's theme park. But it's just like, it's not as big a deal as everyone's making it seem. Star Wars Land, like we said, on its own is already weird that it's happening. Yeah, so it's like, whatever. It's just more weirdness. And those of you who are hoping there's a cantina band, let me remind you, Rex from Star Tours will be DJing in the cantina.
Comments.
I'm so excited. I hope he's voiced by Paul Reubens still. Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming he will be.
That would be cool if he was. Pee-wee Herman.
Speaking of other things at Disneyland Resort, I know we talked a bit about this last week, but now that it's officially closed, I thought we could touch upon that A Bug's Land is now officially closed as of yesterday.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yep.
There
you go. You know,
super sad.
Well, you were there recently, right?
I was. I actually really like A Bug's Land, partly because I used to work there, so I have good memories of it, and also because my daughter really likes it, so I have good memories from that. And I've always really liked Heimlich's Choo Choo Train. I know that's like a favorite for most people who were into A Bug's Land. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, I'll miss it, but I'm not like devastated.
I mean,
that
I won't miss
gone.
It. Like I said, to me, it was always just a shortcut. Mm-hmm. That's all it's ever been.
Yeah.
Oh, we're playing sad music.
That's right.
No, you gotta play.
Bye, A Bug's Land.
Bye.
Oh, but surrounding the Bug's Land closing, there's a few little rumors going around on where some of the pieces to A Bug's Land are going to end up. Mm-hmm. One of them, I heard, again, not confirmed, but a rumor that the Heimlich's Choo Choo Train is going to be going to the Pixar campus.
Would that bug you?
Bug you.
Pun intended. I like that.
And Sarah, I think you had heard.
Oh, yeah. I saw on Twitter a rumor that some of the food props are going to go to the Santa Ana Zoo. Mm. Like the candy corn.
See you at the crossroads.
And I think we all kind of realized that Flix Flyers is going to be the Inside Out ride.
Yeah. Emotional whirlwind.
Just move it over there. Like, congratulations, Pixar. Here. The only ride you ever went on, which, by the way, was
except
Heimlich.
I heard that they shipped it to Italy to get repainted. And then they're going to send it out.
There must be a super weird reason why.
I don't know if they know that paint exists in the United States. Right. As well.
I mean,
I have a feeling that there's some artists in California.
Yeah,
I know. What about Ramon? They could have gotten Ramon over in Cars Land to do it. I'm being corny.
All I got to say is bye.
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 Everybody in the chat's been saying bye.
Make like A Bug's Land and bye.
Yeah, no, I'm not sad it's leaving. And Sarah, you were saying something that I thought was really interesting earlier. People are complaining that there's not going to be a place for little kids.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot.
There's plenty.
People are like, well, it was the only land that was for kids. It's like, then why are only 20-year-olds complaining?
It was the only land, maybe, but there's lots of things in each of the other areas for kids.
Do those people realize that Disneyland is for kids?
Right,
but also at California Adventure, you have Monsters Inc. You have Monsters Inc. The Animation Academy, Midway Mania, Mater's, Luigi's, Ariel. You have like all
literally
of that.
Every dark storybook ride.
And Flix is
and
still
even Midway. And Midway's a cool ride.
They're gonna exist there. Flix Flyers will still.
And Midway doesn't have a height requirement, so it's all good.
There's one ride that goes upside down, and like three rides that go fast. Everything else is for kids.
Yeah, everything else is pretty chill. Yeah.
So like, who's going to DCA without also park hopping? Like, if even if you're spending a day at each park, it's like you also went to Disneyland where there's a million rides for kids also.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they'll tire out.
It's for kids. Yeah. All of it.
Which, by the way, I feel like DCA has actually become the more adult park, not just because of the alcohol. It just feels like chiller there, and it has that Epcot-y vibe lately where you just kind of go hang out and you cruise and you walk. And,
sure. It's like, more of a chill-out park.
It's chill-up. Disney's Chill Adventure. That's what it's called. DCA.
Disney's Chill Adventure.
Chill Adventure. Yeah.
Whoa!
Disney's Cool Adventure.
Excuse me. Disney Chill Adventure. No S at the end of it.
Yes.
I apologize.
So should we talk about the last piece of Disneyland Resort news regarding Tungaroa Terrace?
Yeah,
I mean,
you got that, Tony? You sent it to you.
So, yes.
It's the picture of the hotel, I think.
Yeah. So, there's two pieces of news that came out today. What we have up is there's going to be a new poolside bar and lounge.
Next to the
Grand Californian Hotel pool. It kind of reminds me of the bar by the Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah. Kind of. Oh, I'm so here for that.
In Magic, at Disney World.
That looks nice.
It looks like the lounge at the Wilderness Lodge. No, no, this is at Grand Californian, but I was saying it looks exactly like the lounge at Wilderness Lodge that they have outside.
I think it's funny because I was like, oh, that's the entrance to California Adventure.
Yeah, it's at California Adventure Poolside Lounge. I'm assuming that non-guests, I don't know, is it only for guests?
Yeah.
Because it's by the pool. But I meant like because they're having the whole lounge. I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah, but it's a consensus to stay there.
You know, maybe they'll
have it. I'm sure if you stay at any of the Disney hotels, you can
go. It looks like that there's a barrier and then more tables, so maybe they have an area for non-guests and an area for guests.
Because you're not even allowed in the pool area without a key card.
Right.
Yeah, so. But I meant, like, I wonder if maybe they're going to have an area for non-guests of the hotel and an area for guests, because what kind of it looks? I'm not looking at it up close. But it looks like there's a barrier or something.
Yeah, but there's like it's just like an opening.
No, I think that's a railing. Yeah, that's like where the restaurant is, and then it just divides it. So
you might be able to eat there, but you just can't hop that little fence and go to the pool. But it's like it's like the Blue Bayou, but it's chlorine.
Then how do they stop?
Yeah.
But so and then that's it for Grand Californian. So Hearthstone will still remain. And
no, wait.
When are we getting this?
And then the other thing for Disneyland Resort is Tungaroa Terrace, which is next to Trader Sam's, is going to be getting a remodel. It's going to be more of like a tiki bar and grill, and they're going to serve Dole Whips there.
Bar.
Okay. You're stepping up with the food.
Welcome to Disney Bar News.
So, okay. Tungaroa Terrace is just being, like, rethemed, probably because everyone wants more Trader Sam's. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, one thing. But then this poolside thing, it does say guests of the Grand Californian Hotel and Spa will be able to
drink at the pool.
Do this new thing. So I think it is guest specific.
Just for guests.
Yeah.
Okay.
That restaurant? Is it a restaurant or is it just like?
They said lounge and bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like when you go to a pool and there's a bar by the pool.
Yeah.
But there was a gate. So can you go to the lounge? Can you just sit? It's like when you go to a restaurant, I'm just going to go to the bar.
No, I think this whole thing is just for guests of the hotel.
Okay.
Yeah. But the other one, I was confusing because I was like, wait, Tungaroa Terrace. Like,
yeah, they announced in the same article on Disney Parks blog, they announced the Grand Californian Lounge, and then they also announced the Tungaroa Terrace revamp, which will be a tiki bar and grill and serve Dole Whips. So it's kind of like they're expanding Trader Sam's.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of needed to. That spot was pretty popping. Yeah. Chelsea Adelman in the chat is saying that they don't allow you to drink in the pool at Disney World in any of those, and perhaps that's why there's a gate there.
Gotcha.
So that you have to kind of stay in the lounge and finish your drink before you go
to
the
pool.
But
you can eat by the pool.
That makes sense.
I'm surprised they like haven't had Dole Whips at Trader Sam's yet.
They've had them at that little cafe area.
Only there. Only at the Tiki Room. That's it.
No, they do it at the hotel.
Okay. Sarah and I were like, no!
Did I offend you? I'm so sorry.
So is Trader Sam's like Trader Joe's? Someone in the chat was asking this. Like, is that like a spinoff of Trader Joe's?
Trader Sam's is a character. Trader Sam's is a character in the Jungle Cruise ride.
Yeah.
There you go.
But they have a tiki bar located behind the hotels called Trader Sam's, and it is it's a small tiki bar. Inside, it's very themed. Like, it rains in there if you order certain drinks. Certain things happen. They shoot with water guns. The seats shrink as if you were being shrunk. You can order drinks on fire, but there's also an exterior area where people come out and they play ukuleles, and you can drink out there by the. There's a big fireplace, so it's a cool hangout area off to the side, behind the hotels, off to the side of downtown Disney. A really popular spot for people to go, like after they spend a day in the parks or for like birthdays. A lot of people go there or end their day at Trader Sam's. But if they're expanding the area, I mean, it only makes sense because there's usually now it's so popular that there's a line.
It's really hard to get a seat
around the damn place. Like it's kind of ridiculous. So kind of cool.
That was a cute question.
That was.
Thanks, guys.
I also like to end my day at a Trader Joe's, so there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. A nice solid pina colada at Trader Joe's. Ma'am, you can't drink here. Oh, yeah, I'll stay inside the lounge.
Oh, my gosh. So I know, like, I feel like almost every week that I've been a guest host, there's been Lady and the Tramp live action news, and there's
coming up.
It's you.
Yeah.
It's your favorite movie.
It's my favorite classic Disney movie.
Yeah.
I love Lady and the Tramp.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah.
I was just kidding. No. I didn't know.
I always say it's my favorite it was my favorite Walt era Disney movie.
Okay.
The announcement is Yvette Nicole Brown is going to be playing Aunt Sarah, which is the owner of Cyan Am.
Explain to me who she is.
She's on Community. She's like a comedian. She's really funny. I was not expecting her to get this role, but I want to hear her. I think it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Used to be in Drake and Josh.
Go for it.
Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh. She was on Drake and Josh.
Yeah, and Community.
And oh, her. Another, yeah, 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 yeah.
There's another sitcom, I think, called Mom, But she's hilarious, yeah. So I think she'll probably put like a fun comedic twist on
it. I just need to put a face to it. I got it. I know, yeah. Yeah. Know exactly. You'll know,
like she makes the crazy eyes.
Oh yeah, so. Yeah,
yeah. Mm. That's gonna be good.
But yeah, so she's gonna be Aunt Sarah.
Sarah.
Just keep leaking those casting announcements. Uh-huh.
But what are they gonna do about Zion M?
Well, you know.
What are they going to do? Well, she's just going to have two random cats and not Siamese cats.
I feel like she's still going to have the Siamese cats, but I don't think they're going to have those voices.
Ooh, I wonder who could play that.
Who would do it?
Because
that would be good.
And are they going to keep the names? Well, I guess they are Siamese cats.
I don't think they're going to... Yeah, I guess they will talk. I was thinking they wouldn't talk, but if Lady and the Tramp are talking, yeah, they'll talk.
Yeah. Yeah. All the animals, they're talking.
Yeah. They must talk.
I mean, I think that they'll still exist, but I think that they're going to change how they're
They're not going to be racist Asian stereotypes.
Yes, the same but I think that they'll probably still be Siamese cats.
Mm. That makes sense. I mean, that's a breed of cat. That is what they are called.
Yeah.
There's no need for them to be racist.
Noticed.
Sorry, Disney. I didn't mean to take that away from you.
There you go.
Sorry.
Yeah. Do we like her as Aunt Sarah? Does she look like a crazy cat lady?
She's so funny. Well, so I'm like excited what she's going to bring to the role.
So there you go.
She does a crazy cat lady face, and therefore I think she is appropriate.
Disney Insider says Cyan Ann.
Because I haven't seen her. I mean, I've seen her around, like I know who she is, but I've never watched like Mom, and I barely watch Community, so I'm not really familiar with her.
Like know her from around. Like I wouldn't be able to pinpoint. Yeah. I'd just be like, oh yeah, I've seen her.
Yeah, her style is very animated with her facial.
She does this though. She does.
Yeah.
That's like the look she does. And you should, like, if the character does it in the movie, bless.
It's going to be like a very different Aunt Sarah. Because Aunt Sarah's like...
It seems like this movie's just going to be very different.
What is she like, Sarah?
Yeah.
Can't use the word to describe her on this show.
Very strict, maybe.
Show us in a face.
Yes.
That is the face. Oh, perfect casting.
Cast Sarah as Aunt Sarah.
She's a bee.
She's a bee.
She's a big
bee.
She's a bee.
Solid.
Like
solid.
A big bee.
Bee movie?
Yes.
That's a cute way to say it.
Bee
She's
movie.
She's a sun...
Yeah,
B
movies
beach.
About
Aunt Sarah.
Clever. Yeah, and also what happened.
I just don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know your reference.
What do you mean?
Also, what happened today was we got our first look from Entertainment Weekly at Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel!
Leo, you're a big Marvel fan. Maybe you could speak a little about that.
Speak, Leo. Speak.
Explain.
Yeah, okay. Explain. So let me explain. That's Captain Marvel.
No.
Brilliant.
That's a mansplaining
point. Enough said.
That's Brie Larson as Captain Marvel.
This is a moment that a lot of people have been waiting for, the official announcement of her costume. It's kind of it's a big deal because there's been a lot of controversy surrounding her costume since the first leaked images. Even before the first leaked images, people were wondering, okay, how are they going to interpret this one? Because it's another one of those skin-tight suits. But it's very iconic in the layout of the colors with the red, blue, and gold. So nobody really quite knew how they were going to approach it. Of course, they were going to go with that Marvel tactical style, but they didn't know. Like, as you can see, like, all the different seams and the gold inlays is traveling through the gauntlets and the belts and all that kind of stuff. But the reason it was controversial is because the first leaked image was her in a green suit that fit her really baggy. It was a scene. It was a shot of her. I don't know if you can find that, Anthony, but it was a shot of her. She was, like, walking. They weren't filming. She was walking through the set wearing this particular costume.
Right, but there is...
An official shot of her in the green suit, so it sort of wrapped up that. But that's what I think. I think Disney was and Marvel was playing it really smart. They were letting people sort of proliferate. Yeah, that's the shot of her. Wait, no, that's not even. That's not even.
That looks like the same outfit but different colors.
Yeah, yeah, that's not even the one that they were originally showing. It's very Deku. My Hero Academia, everybody.
Yeah.
There's like another one that it fits. Yeah, that I think is that it. I don't even.
I just sent you a link with all the photos.
I think it is that one.
Color,
yeah,
it is that
color
one.
Differently.
Tony, yeah, I just sent you a link.
So the deal here is people were really concerned because they were saying that it fit her baggy. That one still looks even more fitted than the one I remember. They were like, wait, it's supposed to be skin tight. Why does it look like that? She doesn't even look like she's strong or fit or anything in there. It's just like a pajama. So when you're walking through set, the costume doesn't always fit you the way that it does when you're filming. They pin things, they move things.
Yeah, right.
You know, the actors are not always wearing Spider-Man's mask when not filming. You know what I mean?
Clearly.
But people were really concerned because they were mad that she wasn't wearing her iconic colors, the red, blue, and gold. Then all of the comic book nerds pushed up their glasses, said, excuse me, she's wearing her special Kree outfit that she, it's like the fire group stuff. Hold on.
I like read the story details released? According to Entertainment
Star Force, by the way. Star Force is the name of the elite group that the green costume is
Captain
from.
Marvel takes place in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Will feature a young Nick Fury with both eyes intact.
Wow.
Blasphemy.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be an origin story. It's going to start where Carol Danvers, a.k.a. Captain Marvel, already has her powers and is a part of the elite Kree military team known as Star Force, mm-hmm. led by Commander Mar-Vell, played by Jude Law.
Yes.
This is not the first time that we've seen the Kree in the MCU. Ronan from Guardians of the Galaxy 1 was of the Kree race, and the character is rumored to appear in Captain Marvel. Well,
That's literally a picture of him.
Is this the picture of Ronan that's Ronan the Accuser behind him?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can tell because that's his hammer.
Leo, I need you to explain what is up with the Skrulls and what it means.
I don't know.
The Skrulls are an alien race, and in the Marvel Universe, it means a lot of things. First of all, there's a character called Super Skrull who takes the powers of the Fantastic Four. He's like one of their most famous villains next to Dr. Doom. So he has a rock fist, he has the fire powers, he can turn invisible with force fields, and he can stretch. And what that means is if we're introducing the Kree, and then if the Skrulls are introduced, then there's a good chance that the Fantastic Four may be introduced now that Marvel owns the movie rights to the Fantastic Four again with the Marvel purchase that Disney is getting. So it's like a whole full circle thing that's locking the universe. It's sort of a sign of things to come moving forward in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But there's another big storyline in the Marvel Universe called Secret Invasion. Right? And mm-hmm. I think that's what it's called, where the Skrulls camouflage themselves as the heroes. So most of the heroes that you know and love, turns out they were Skrulls all along.
Could have been Skrulls this whole time.
And that's a way to sort of reboot the universe. You know what I mean? Like, okay, yeah, now the stories start from scratch because the ones you knew weren't the ones you knew.
And here are the actual ones. I feel like that would really stress me out.
It's like a hard reboot.
That's actually what happened.
They're probably not going to do that in the movies, to be fair. I mean, like, the movies are 10 years, which is a long time, but the comics are like 70, 80 years, and they just wanted something fresh to mix it up. And also, comic book storylines are wackadoo to begin with.
Yeah.
But this does open up a ton of possibility with the new generation of Marvel movies going forward, with characters possibly dying in Infinity War 2, with characters aging out, with new characters coming in, all of that sort of thing.
They can't age.
If it was just aliens, I don't like when TV shows or movies do that cop-out of, like, there's this crazy dramatic thing that happened. Right. They were like, it was all a dream. Right. And I'm like, ugh.
The nice thing is, this is at least opening up new avenues for villains Thanos, because Thanos is sort of the big bad in the Marvel Universe. Like, in the comics, it took a long time for us to get to a point where Thanos was like we needed bigger and bigger and bigger. Other than that, you get like Galactus, but he's too big. He's not relatable as a villain. So it's nice that we're seeing, because Marvel kills their villains too quickly.
Yeah, Thanos is really relatable.
Well, Thanos was the protagonist of Infinity War. Like, not that he was relatable, but like you can understand his perspective, his point of view. But like, for example, the Kree, or what do you call them, the Chitauri in Avengers were just faceless hordes that the Avengers whooped in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's what you're trying to avoid. You're trying to create a character that you can empathize with even if you don't agree with, you can understand where he's coming from. And the Skrull just present a new world for Marvel to sort of explore.
Patrick,
I know. I just
Captain
read that.
Captain Marvel will flop badly. Oh. Squeeze.
I think it'll do well. It comes out in March next year, right?
Well, no, but Patrick called it, guys. Might as well wrap it up. That's
I'm just
it.
Like,
someone
this
on the
movie's
gonna
crush. Like, we're all done. Like, literally craving like anything that'll hint what's gonna happen in Avengers 4. So everyone's
Not
gonna see it.
Only that.
And also, it's the first female-led MCU movie ever.
Boom. Yeah, it's gonna do really well.
Like, I'm sorry.
It's gonna do really
you
well.
Saw Black Panther numbers?
Yeah.
Also worth noting that Entertainment Weekly was like, Carol Danvers is like very human and likable. Like, she messes up. She tells bad jokes. She's cool. So that's
well, you got
a little bit about her.
You got a new
Marvel also
comic.
Takes place in the 90s. So we'll have some throwback.
Hot topic.
Hopefully a really
hot
dope
topic.
Soundtrack.
Yeah,
that'd be dope. Get some Fresh Prince. Oh my God.
That's how we do it. All
right, yes, comics.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you guys, I was so excited because I had this comic from February, March, and I completely forgot there was going to be a Captain Marvel movie. The future is female, you guys.
Well, interesting that you say that because someone in the chat just said no one knows who the F Captain Marvel is, though. Oh yeah, and you knew who the Guardians of the Galaxy were? Shut your mouth.
Great point.
We still love you,
point
though. We still love you.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys, this is, I guess you could say, like, the first issue. And if you guys do not know about Captain Marvel, her name is actually Carol. And she is, of course, the captain of her troop. Now, a couple things about her.
She's like Air Force.
Yeah, a couple things about her, though. She's clearly like a hothead. She has a little bit of insomnia, anxiety. Mm-hmm. And she also
Troubled heroes are the best.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, I relate to you, too. Not like
I'm
not
troubled. cold.
So. Yeah, but it's awesome. I'm really excited about it. She's also kind of like a celebrity in her world as well. Oh. And with everything going on, she still has these like flashbacks. And she also has an ex-girlfriend who's like half human.
Representation!
And so I'm just really interested in how Brie is going to play this role. Mm-hmm. Like, how is she going to do? Is she going to cut her hair?
I think that's
she has short hair.
I think that's like a big one. Like, everybody's like, how is she going to tackle this character?
Yeah, this is...
She's going to kill
it. It's pretty exciting.
But, super saying, iron.
The same guy is saying Captain Marvel isn't going to have an origin story. Spider-Man didn't have an origin story coming into the MCU. That's not a necessity. Plus, like, you can allude to things without directly going, okay,
Black Panther didn't really have a backstory either.
No, he was just introduced in
Civil
War.
And also, I feel like with what happened, with, like, what all that so much happened in Infinity War and with like the dramatic ending of Ant-Man, I feel like people are just like, okay, just like give me a hint of what's happening. People don't want to start from the beginning again. They're just like, I want to know what's happening.
Continue Can you explain why her name is Captain Marvel? I think it's weirding a lot of people out that it's like Marvel's the name of the company that makes these movies, so why is her name Captain Marvel?
Because how cool is it that your company's called Marvel and that you have a superhero that sort of embodies what your company stands for?
Did they name the company after her? Like, what is the deal?
No. The company was already called Marvel. Yeah. Interestingly enough, DC Comics came up with Captain Marvel first, and then Marvel, like, they're like, hey, can we, like, have
that?
Oh,
that's so funny.
And there was, like, this whole exchange that happened.
I just don't get it. It's so weird.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I understand. Like, why is her... Like, someone in the chat was like, I don't like that her name is Captain Marvel. It's like having a princess named Princess Disney.
Yeah, but Marvel is definitely... Disney's not a word. Marvel is a word.
Like, you marvel at the scope of the whatever.
Yeah. It's like saying Superman, you know what I mean? Like, it's Captain Marvel. Like, you know, there's Captain America. You know, he doesn't, like, necessarily walk around with a, you know, a bald eagle and American flag. He just represents an idea, and that's what... I mean, she's marvelous. She's powerful. She's one of the most powerful characters in the Marvel universe.
She's beauty and
she's beauty, she's grace, she's Captain Marvel.
Well, that was, we still have two more things to talk about.
Let's talk about it.
So, Incredibles 2, two things surrounding Incredibles. One, it became the highest grossing animated film domestically, reaching $601 million in the U.S. this past
week. That's incredible.
Which is funny because I feel like that just sort of snuck up. I didn't know it was in the running.
Either. And it's the second best animated film internationally after Frozen.
After Frozen.
Yeah.
I feel like every animated thing is always going to be like, after Frozen.
That's what it was for Lion King forever. That's what it was for Lion King for so long. Yeah, so that's pretty much that's the news. But there's going to be a new Incredibles 2 short that Brad Bird announced called Auntie Edna, right? That's what it's called?
I think so.
Auntie Edna, about Edna, the time she babysat Jack.
Oh, that's... Oh, my gosh. He just announced it,
too.
I wish that would have been the movie, to be honest. Yeah. Although that is what the roller coaster is sort of about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe it'll tie... Maybe it'll give the roller coaster a story.
Maybe it'll just be a ride POV, and that's the short.
That is it? You're just on the roller coaster?
Yeah, but it'll be, like, an animated version of that.
Up.
Yeah. It's just cool, because, like, fans were really asking for this.
Yeah. I wondered that. I wondered, like, did fans ask for this, and Pixar was like, let's do this?
The way Brad Bird was describing it, like, in his tweet, he was like, you guys were, like, so on it. Like, we were planning it the whole time.
That's crazy.
The movie alludes to this sort of thing. So it doesn't... True. It's not a stretch to think that they would have made this during production, because the movie has a segment about this. And everybody wondered, like, what happened when she was babysitting Jack-Jack? And now they're going to show... I mean, it just makes sense.
Jack-Jack mode.
Another fun fact about this movie, they're actually changing it. So Incredibles 3 is going to be called The Marvels. Which is really... I'm just kidding. That's not happening.
I'm just sitting here like, when's he gonna end his thing? Oh my gosh.
I'm not that gullible. Were you guys shocked, though, that it did bigger numbers than Finding
Dory?
Well,
I didn't expect it because I didn't really hear anybody talk about it. Up in this world, the article that it was the highest grossing domestically. So I was surprised.
Like, really?
Here's the thing. It's like, I knew it was good. Yeah. I'm not surprised that it's doing well, but I am surprised that it's doing this well, because I feel like it doesn't have that sort of that kiddie flair like Frozen does. Like, Frozen is a princess movie for kids. Tangled is, yes, adults can enjoy it obviously as well, but it definitely, you can tell that it's geared towards a lighter sort of tone for a younger audience. Where Incredibles, although, yeah, it's like kids, superheroes, and that's awesome. When you watch it, Brad Bird doesn't create movies for kids or adults. He creates movies that are enjoyed by everyone. Yeah. And I feel like sometimes when it comes to Disney, that could hold it back. But in this case, it didn't. It propelled it forward.
And also, it's like all the kids who grew up with Incredibles 1 are now adults who want Incredibles 2, and they're the ones with money.
Superheroes are timeless. Yeah. Also, like, kids love superheroes in any shape or form.
I mean, here we are, like, ranting about Ms. Marvel. But, or Captain Marvel, excuse me.
Ms.
Miss Marvel. Miss Marvel's another character.
Oh, yeah, Miss Marvel's, yeah.
Yeah, she's another character, sorry. There's a lot of Marvels in the super universe. But,
super universe.
But what I was going to say is that this is amazing because it shows that you don't have to heavily lean either way. Just make a good movie and it'll perform well. It's things like Logan, rated R superhero movies can still work. Wonder Woman, female-led superhero movies can still work. And The Incredibles is like non-kiddie animated movies can still perform well, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So it did it.
I mean,
so
they did it. CSIP wedding.
Yes.
The most exciting news of the week, for sure, is this next story.
The Nutcracker in the Four Realms final trailer has been released.
Let's watch it.
Should we watch it?
Yeah.
I mean,
stay tuned.
Is anyone going to say no?
Here it is. Final trailer is all we're getting.
There's
still a lot of time until Christmas.
Morgan Freeman.
Did she say grandfather?
I don't know.
Honestly, this movie looks nuts.
Nutcracker.
Oh my god, I didn't even
know. It looks enchanting.
I heard you like penguins.
I'll just keep reading.
I love this trailer.
When you're done, I'm going to need you to go back
to
the beginning.
That staircase.
And
really? Look at Keira Knightley and her cotton
candy
hair.
Grandfather.
Grandfather. To their secrets. Not going to lie, secret. I totally forgot about this movie. Who? What?
No, that's a thing. Disney fan. This is like a general audience movie by Disney, not a Disney fan movie.
A lot of people are saying they forgot about this movie.
Yeah,
are we not excited? It doesn't seem like we're excited in the chat about this.
I'm actually a little excited.
Well, this is in the vein of the Alice in Wonderland movies, which is like geared. It's more of like a general international appeasing.
Look at
style
though,
movie.
It looks really. I don't know. I think
it's
it looks
beautiful.
Cool.
I think it looks really
beautiful.
Cool.
The thing
the
is,
costumes
like, that's on a
are going to be incredible.
Screen on an internet resolution. As soon as you see it in HD, it's going to look like they're on a green screen. That's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Because like if you watch Alice in Wonderland, it's pretty jarring.
I don't know. Yeah. I think it's going to look good.
You think
I have
so?
A good feeling about it.
This
I mean,
trailer.
That jump,
I mean,
the physics on that jump were questionable.
How?
Well, I said I started
like
saying
green
my
screen right
green
there.
Screen. That looks like a green screen.
Well, of course, I said what I thought before these shots were shown, making me look
this looks
silly.
This looks dangerous. I think I'll jump.
I'm all for stylistic movies, but
it's very colorful.
Did that boot even connect?
I was in the Nutcracker as a small child.
Anything with Morgan Freeman.
What, did you? What did you?
I was just
I
a little dancer.
Morgan Freeman
dancing around.
I was just a
Maddie
little
dancer. Maddie in the chat.
A tiny dancer.
Maddie in the chat says, the Nutcracker's going to flop. Who cares about origin stories anymore?
Oh, my God. All right, so you wanted to go back to the beginning, Sarah?
No.
Allison.
People said she says Godfather.
Oh, Godfather.
I was like, Morgan Freeman
coming
is
November
not your grandfather.
I think it's so I was just kind of surprised because when they're like, final trailer, I was like, oh, I forgot about it because I feel like they haven't. I've been hearing about it here and there, but I feel like they haven't continuously been pushing it on people, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's so funny, because do you remember forever ago when we were doing Alice Through the Looking Glass, and, like, they gave us, like, there'll be more featurettes, because, like, there was a featurette, like,
every week.
We still have 2 months left.
Because they really want to convince people to watch this movie, and I'm going to, mark my words, international sales are what are going to
I don't think it's going to flop. I don't think it's necessarily going to be a sensation, but I don't think it's going to flop.
That's how I feel. I mean, that's the same with the Alice movies performed really, really well financially because of international
markets. Yeah, it might not have a fandom following it, but I don't know. I like the Nutcracker. I always enjoy it. It feels like Christmassy. It feels fun. I don't know. It looks
it's
cool.
It's a classic.
At the end of the day, I'll probably go see it. But,
you'll see
it. But I have feelings about it.
I just want to say Allison Scott shouted out, y'all need to hype it up and come on now because it's holiday magic. And I agree.
Allison Scott.
Holiday magic.
Yeah. It looks magical.
Okay, I'll watch
it
with hot cocoa.
I think it's gonna. I actually think it'll do well. You know, it's perfect for the holidays, and it has the color. It's magical, and also like if you've seen the Nutcracker, the ballet performances, it's good, but it gets boring. I'm sorry, it does. And I feel like this movie is gonna be exciting, so it might be like a typical holiday thing that you'd want to see every Christmas.
And also, it's a different story from the traditional Nutcracker, so it embodies a lot of what the Nutcracker has, but it's a different story, so it's not just going to be like, we all know what happened.
That sounds a lot like Alice in Wonderland.
It looked a lot like Alice in Wonderland, but hopefully it steers us.
But you know what? Even though Alice in Wonderland wasn't my favorite, I still, like, enjoyed seeing it.
I only enjoyed Sacha Baron Cohen as Time.
That was honestly the best part. That was the best part.
He crushed
I could have seen more of him.
That's all I wanted to watch.
Yeah.
I get it, watch. You know how I do.
Yeah.
To
be fair, I never watched the movies again, but the one time I saw them in the theaters, I enjoyed them.
That's all that counts, and that's all that matters.
I'm really curious. Like, what are domestic sales versus international sales on Alice in Wonderland? I'm going to look that up. Or somebody tweet it at me. That'd be awesome, because we don't have time to get into it here. I know, but, you know, it's rude on the live stream.
Alice and Scott, I'm still waiting on Santa Claus 4.
Oh, honestly, that's a movie we should have made.
Santa Claus 4.
Tim Burton. Tim Allen is the current Santa Claus in Santa Claus 4, and there's a new Santa Claus that's going to take over his role. Who do you cast as Santa Claus?
Oh, that
in Santa
is
Claus
such 4? A hard question. I would love. I doubt it would happen. Oh my god, I doubt it would happen because he doesn't really act anymore. But I would. Oh my gosh, I feel so silly because as soon as I started saying this, I can't think of his name.
Just
but
talk until
Randy
the words come
from
out.
Home Improvement. What's that actor's name?
Randy from Home Improvement.
Yeah, the middle kid from Home Improvement. Wait, and he was Simba, young
you
Simba.
Would take
what's
Tim
his name?
Jonathan, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Thomas.
Yes.
His name was Randy in that show?
Yes, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. That would be fun because he played his son
Jonathan
in Home Improvement.
Exactly.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I knew his name, but I couldn't like process it in that moment. But that would be cool since he played his son. It would be fun if he was.
And it would be like a cool throwback.
Yeah, exactly. Because Santa Claus feels so 90s to me, so it'd be fun to throw it back.
Some heavenly imaginings, what if they cast Donald Glover? I honestly would be
that would be too. But you know what they're probably going to do? They're probably going to go the Hollywood route and have Dwayne Johnson,
The Rock.
Play him.
Oh, right.
Muscly, like,
he's in everything.
He just crams the presents
out. Yeah, they can't get enough of that. Watch it happen.
Presents in chimney.
Sorry.
He suplexes it in there.
Flex it in there. He's in everything.
Oh, the Nutcracker. Thanks for inspiring
us. There's so many new movies coming up. What are you guys most excited for with what we talked about?
Captain Marvel especially features female.
And what bar are you most excited for?
Oh, my God. That's the real question.
Let's talk about alcohol.
Yeah, I'm most excited for the Cantina and Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And I'm really excited for Captain Marvel.
You think
Marvel.
They'll serve alcoholic blue milk? No,
you know what I want?
They'll have blue milk.
I want there to be the cantina, and I want there to be like a area where you could get like pancakes and blue milk, and it could be called like Aunt Beru's Diner.
I'll email.
I
them.
See what you're doing there. Okay. I like it. I like the idea.
Honestly, they'll probably be like Beru's Booze or something. Something, you know, like it's going to have a name. Like,
well, anyway, that was a big news week. That was fun, guys.
That was.
And
by the way, Amanda, it's not Nicole, it's Nicole. Don't forget, the movie is called Nicole. Yeah. That is basically Nicole. The Santa Claus.
Like, isn't it called Noelle now?
It's called Noelle, but it's Noelle, and then underneath in like parentheses is Nicole. So
Nicole. I'm cold.
Well, anyway, thank you guys so much. How about we just tell our audience where you can find us? You could find me on Instagram at @TheHealthyMouse and Twitter at @Healthy_Mouse.
All right, you guys, I'm Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at @It'sJamieGray or IG at Jamie Gray.
Hi, everybody. I'm Shrek. You can follow me at Mr. Leo Zombie on Instagram. That'd be super cool. And at Leo Zombie on Twitter. And let's discuss domestic and international sales for Alice in Wonderland and soon to be the next Layers.
Sounds riveting. I'm excited for Mary Poppins to come out. And I'm Kelsey Hightower, and you can follow me at Kelsey Hightower.
What's up? I'm Sarah. I'm on Twitter at @SarahStirling_, and you can catch me at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge as a moisture farmer.
Hey.
And I'll see you
next. Oh, wait, funny enough, by the way, when Sarah was trying to get a date with me, she kept saying, like, moisture farmer.
Stop.
She was saying Star Wars
this
phrases.
This is inappropriate.
It's not appropriate. You were just saying random things. Ooh. Mara Jade.
All right.
Moisture evaporator.
Bye, guys.
Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.